Do you know what's the barrel bomb? It's exactly the barrel of fuel, but filled with explosives, metal pieces, nails, sharp nail, and all these materials which cause destruction and harm to civilians. It's mixed with TNT and sometimes with chlorine gas, and it's thrown by helicopters from very far distance. So it's absolutely an indiscriminate weapon, and even the pilot himself doesn't know exactly where the barrel will hit. And for this reason, the Assad's forces does not use his own front line, because it may hit their allies or their troops. They use it deep inside as a way of collective punishment for the communities which become out of control of the regime. And for this reason, the sound of a helicopter when it hover around, it caused huge panic for the people. The rescue workers are those who are putting their lives in danger, and sometimes they are injured or killed while trying to rescue others. The White Helmets is now the biggest civilian organization in Syria, maybe because they deal with the biggest danger in Syria, which is the indiscriminate killing, mainly because of the barrel bombs. The White Helmets joined more than 2,700 volunteers in 111 stations across 8 governorates in Syria. They survive on the ground because of their commitment and because of their impartiality and neutrality in providing their services. When they respond to an incident, they help anyone who needs them, regardless of the political or religious background. They do search and rescue, firefighting, evacuation of people, providing essential services and fixing public utilities, sometimes electricity and water networks, when the local councils or governmental institutions are not available in the area to help the people. We remember when we were kids, when we hear the sound of an airplane, we shout, we feel happy, and we call each other as children to look at the plane. But now the Syrian children feel scared and start crying when they hear the sound of a plane, because that sound means death for us. Means that anyone who hears the sound might be killed, he himself or she or any of their relatives. Nobody knows who, where that barrel will fall and who will be killed by it. We are left alone in this world, abandoned and ignored by everybody, and nobody care about that bloodshedding. More than 200,000 Syrian citizens were killed. Nobody reacted seriously. But when two American citizens, for example, were killed by ISIS, a big coalition of 60 countries were formed in just a few days, and they started bombing. So we believe that all human beings have equal rights in living in freedom and dignity. And as long as we share same values, we need to fight for these values. We know that it will cost a high price. We learned from the experience of our grandfathers and from the experience of other countries, like what your people did and what the French people did and what the American people did, that freedom does not come for free. People need to sacrifice to achieve freedom. And we decided to do so. But we expected from other people worldwide to help us and at least to recognize our rights in this. Sometimes we feel that the world focuses only on interests, regardless of values and rights, and people, especially here in the West, they speak about the terrorist actions and atrocities only when it comes from Sunni extremists. But actually, they by doing so, the politicians ignore that countering extremism from one side would not have an impact at all, because extremism from all sides fuels each other.
Shane Summers, I'm the district officer for Donnybrook Fire Station in Dublin Fire Brigade. As you say, Fire Brigade and emergency services throughout the world, our role is to save life, render humanitarian services as well. And the loss of life that's happening to your emergency services, it's just vast. It is. Compared to what we've had to suffer over the years here in this country, well, particularly in Dublin Fire Brigade, which I'm speaking for. And as I said there, you know, the last time we lost any firefighters in a fire in Dublin was in 1936. We lost 3 firefighters. So for the see the people that you're losing every day, it's just incredible, absolutely incredible.
Thank you. I'm grateful, humbled and grateful that you came here to meet with us and that you made time to come and meet with us. And as I told you, I believe even we were born in different countries and from different religions and different and we have different history, but we have same values and we have the same mission, which is about saving human beings.
What message will you take back to your members?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't have known an awful lot about this until I actually was informed about it yesterday. So I think it highlights what's going on, and probably I'll go back and I'll inform the others as to what's going on, and it'll be that's all you can go from there. Like, I don't know what we can say to try and help is what's happening there. That's obviously a bigger picture than what we're doing here.
Farouk, what would you like services like the Dublin Fire Service to do for your humanitarian services? Or can they do anything for you?
As I said, we need them to stand up for their rights and our rights as humanitarian workers. We have the right of protection. Of course, like all civilians have the right of protection, but in particular, the rescue workers who put their life in danger to rescue others should not be targeted in any way. And the suffering which we live in Syria, the main one of the main things which gives us hope that we know that we have real friends worldwide who believe in the rights of the Syrian people and all the human beings to get their freedom and to have a safe and peaceful life in Syria.